Helen Vasehelen Vamar Haven Bikum. Thank you, Captain Hyas, for being here. I got my PhD from my alma mater, Ivy League, SOI, Slums of India. My neighbor became a gas cutter. It could have been me. He smuggled me on a pilgrim ship, overcrowded, where I heard prayers. Let this be my last voyage on earth. He, the gas cutter, tried to help my sister I left stranded behind. Many moons later, an encounter of a third kind. I was a captain of a proud, wise, majestic ship. I had to ram the lovely old mother onto the beach unceremoniously. We all cried. After that, I did this and that in shipping, ship ownership, setting up a container line in Scandinavia, tankers, new buildings, pools, trading, JVs, IPOs, and the works, rubbed shoulders with the high and mighty, made friends, pulled their legs, shared a laugh, basically also had spectacular failures to keep me mentally and physically fit. Are koi hara koi jeeta, bada maza aaya. Bollywood, but for real. I hope to put all that dance, the jazz, and the hoodoo, smoke and mirrors, everything for what is now a singular purpose, raison d'être. I asked people, friends from Japan, China, to Scandinavia, Turkey, Africa's, America's. Just imagine the positive change you desire comes true. Yes, just imagine. Sing it in my ears. Easy is just a composition of those melodies, those tunes, of all the people I asked, shipyards, banks, NGOs, workers, steel plants, also the CEOs. Today, most of the ship-breaking steel is re-rolled in Asia, not in EU. Steel is already circular for years. Without such fancy forums as this, it's full of homegrown, street-smart innovations with incredible ingenuity, jugaads, necessity being the mothers, And credit goes to the missing fathers, the dollars. Remember, this industry pays the ship owners. Yeah, in greenbacks, without banks. Banks that are ever eager to finance new buildings for ESG. First, I bow low to all those who have made it happen and have struggled against all odds to survive and thrive, often being shamed and asked, why don't they eat cakes from ivory towers and pulpits like this? No Bangla, nor Turkish, nor a Pakistani brother of mine, a yard owner, loves to feed mercury-filled breakfast with steel to his own workers, his own bilo. Equally, there is no need to defend bad practices as if it were a traditional handicraft from the times of the Mughal Empire to be cherished, nor a samurai father handing over a gas torch to the next generation, Jise Dai. Yes, we must start here to set the scene with the right color wash on the canvas first, before I paint that dream green steel surrealistic scene. That's definitely achievable, but only by facing the reality, feet on the ground whilst eyes on the horizon. There is a huge gap. The gap is not in technology or finance, but in the very mindsets entrenched and mired in the language itself. Yes, this is a talk shop, so language matters. So, circularity is not some new dish from the West, which the East must learn to cook and eat. Yes, yes, it's in EU itself. All the ingredients to cook have existed, including sharp knives like EUSRR, Basel for halal chop ships to scrap, as feedstock to the steel plants hungry to go green on their diet for carbon tax and Brussels effect. But so far, pointing fingers, raising fists, pinching noses for this end of the digestive canal business. That has been the body language. I was told, Uday, if you shoot the bad guys, then everything will be hunky-dory. I said, great, that's like a Western. Let me shoot. Just show me the bad guys. Who are they? Yards? Ship owners? Cash buyers? Regulators? NGOs? Who? Media? I see no single bad actor like that. Today, the ships to yard, to steel, don't dovetail, connect well, because too many yards, often without ships, so kills efficiency. And unfortunately, every extra dollar a seller in Scandinavia or Europe, Holland, or in America on the sales desk ask from the buyer to go home and tell her husband or his wife, I got an extra dollar by sailing a ship. I did a good job. But that dollar comes from the yards and the workers' pockets. Otherwise, the hungry neighbor may snatch the ship away, race to the bottom. A banker of a Poseidon Principles asked me, "Hey Uday, why don't steel plants simply buy senior ships?" Ah, I thought, well, why don't ship owners put up steel plants? So, we need to connect, hence EEC. So let's go one by one all the way to ship zero. How, where, and what? Let's get technical, meticulously. ESG as principle, not a label. Call it by any other name, it's the same. And finance. Things like reverse factoring. Call it by any other name. For robust and resilient supply chain for green steel. Finance doesn't mean a begging ball. No, there is an incredible lucrative opportunity for banks, also Islamic and venture capital, and leasing. Steel plant is the customer in our Michelin restaurant. Yards are the kitchen. But reliable, resilient ship scrap supply is a must. Otherwise, when the customer orders something, a caviar, actually, even street food, if hygienic, why not? But we can't let the customer sit there waiting for the ships to come and the yards to cut it. We cannot ignore the customer. How? Ships do not have an expire-by date. It's a function of freight and new buildings. There is no euthanasia. Just recently, ancient box ships were dragged from their graves. And now, my lesson one in Chinese. 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, a state-of-the-art yard in China, where we had built quality ships, taught me this. There was a JV, three-way JV, largest yard group, a large steel major to swallow all the scrap, and a Mr. Shipowner, 100 ships. Yes, a decade ago, was a fiasco. But the Chinese don't want to badmouth. But I asked, what happened? Chinese said, shipowner, year one, no ships last this year. Next year, ship owner, don't disturb me, la. Chinese said, we lost millions. We broke our leg. I asked them, what about the Chinese ban? What if that is lifted? They told me, Uday, you're quite stupid. The ban is written in Chinese character. The same pen can write in Chinese characters, ban lifted. And the same pen can say again, write, ban again. We Chinese, we business, too much risk. Repairs and new buildings. No recycling. it reminded me of the story when escalators were first installed in a London shopping center. A one-legged army sergeant was hired to go up and down because nobody dared. A boy, a little boy, sees that and asks, "Mom, I'm tired. Let's use that." And the mom slaps him, screams, "No, don't you see what happens when you do that? You break your leg." The wise Chinese of the largest entity were wise, but the conclusions can be different. What did I learn? For such facilities, you need dedicated places for excellence. Industry and the lawmakers committed single-mindedly to make it happen. Like here, right here, in United Arab Emirates. Inshallah. And you need reliable and resilient supply chain by adding logistics and warehousing as feedstock, a safe anchorage as an elephant's graveyard when ships cascade. A CEO of a large German bank once told me, "Uday, a ship is nothing but floating scrap waiting for its eventual fate." And listen to the customer, the steel plant, DRI, BOF, EAF, IF, integrated, mini mill, or a bespoke plant. And its location is at the heart of efficiency for ESG emissions, investments required at the steel end for their lead labels, ESG, and such ratings their customers need. Steel plants have the technology. They can do everything that is required. What we need is the ship owners to engage. Engage not in another round of Oxford debates, but with GA plans, hazmats, stability booklets, and hardcore planning of the operations. No ship owner, however big, can be expected to focus on end-of-life activity. They have more challenges in the core business today. New fuels, new regulations, new technology, etc. Segments in shipping, closer to the man on the street, have the honor because they are most sensitive to public image, to be the first movers. Crews, box carriers, car carriers, and so on, for the initial base load. But listen to the customer. Who is the customer? In my simple world, customer is the one who pays, and that is steelmaker. Listen to him. What is he ordering? A caviar? Street food, which is hygienic? And how? And ship owners, please engage at an early stage. It all needs planning. Thank you.